After years of declining revenue and staff cuts, the Pulitzer Prize-winning Salt Lake Tribune, in print for almost 150 years, says it's filing to become a nonprofit. The Tribune is owned by a Republican family, but it's seen as a counterpoint to their friendly rivals, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or Mormon-owned conservative Deseret News. Let's bring in Paul Huntsman in Salt Lake. He is the owner with a name familiar in Utah. His brother John Huntsman Jr. was governor, ran for president, and is currently ambassador to Russia. There's also talk he might run for governor again. And Paul, your father was the late billionaire philanthropist John Huntsman Sr. So you obviously have roots in Utah, and you want to keep a paper there.
Yes. I purchased the Salt Lake Tribune about 3 years ago. I've not had any background in journalism. And it was, like a lot of newspapers around the country, was in threat of going out of business. And this is just something that we as a community cannot accept and needed to bring the ownership back into local hands.
The paper actually has two Pulitzer Prizes, the second one a couple years ago, for reports of abuses in handling sexual assault complaints at the Mormon Church-owned Brigham Young University in Provo. Terrific reporting. However, it's still struggling. We're also reading in UtahPolicy.com that your family has sunk millions into keeping the paper going. And perhaps some of the reasoning here is that now you can maybe still sink your own money in, but it would be with a tax-exempt status. Was that part of the consideration?
No. So I acquired the paper 3 years ago. The previous owner was Alden Capital. They made a short-term financial decision, which provided financial gain to them. They put the Salt Lake Tribune into a financially untenable position. So we were able to negotiate a deal which did put him more on a sustainable pathway. However, if you look at the local news in general, the business model has fundamentally shifted. As subscriptions and ad revenue has continued to decline, I would say that over the last 2 years, that decline has been even steeper, which has put many local newspapers in a financially untenable situation.
People are going online, and a lot of the advertising that's in the pages of the papers maybe isn't floating with that. I mean, is that what you're meaning?
That's right.
So how do you picture what is going to be a nonprofit? Of course, you're speaking to one. I could recite our phone number right now, but I won't. But what will that model be? Will it be asking readers for help, as we do in public radio with listeners? Will it be investments? Again, it'll be a nonprofit. Will it be grants? What does it look like?
Yeah, so as we look at the base of support for local journalism, I really see it as digital revenue, digital advertising, and philanthropy as being the three legs of the stool. What we're planning on doing here is we're setting up a foundation called the Utah Journalism Foundation, which we intend to build. The interest from that foundation will be used to help provide financial support. So if you look at that third leg of the stool, we hope to build a strong enough corpus longer term that the investments coming off that will provide funds for local journalism in perpetuity. So that is one area. Yes, on an annual basis, we'll continue to solicit funds. The Salt Lake Tribune itself, we also intend to convert that into a 501c3 tax-exempt organization as well. But we really look at the foundation as a primary vehicle to support not only the Salt Lake Tribune, but local journalism as well.
But how do you respond to people who point out, well, there might be a conflict of interest? This is kind of an interesting situation because you do have a brother in politics who might be running again for governor.
Sure. So, look, as a publisher and the owner of the newspaper, I really look at my role as ensuring that we have the resources to ensure that we accomplish and fulfill our mission at the Salt Lake Tribune. We have an outstanding editor that runs the newsroom. I am not a journalist. I do sign off on the editorials. We have a fairly clear firewall as it relates to the journalism, and it's worked out extremely well. Our family has been the topic of a number of stories. We had a high-profile story that involved our family a few years ago, and I thought it was a test case for our newsroom to ensure that not only that the paper maintain its integrity, but they felt confident that they can report on the story and do their work. We met at the beginning of the story, and the only thing I told them is, I'm not going to be your source of any of the points of the story, and to just go about and do your business as you would any other story. And we ended up covering the story well. I thought they did an outstanding job. And as we transitioned to a nonprofit model, we'll continue to ensure that we have that firewall. Our editor will continue to run the newsroom, and I'll have a broader board that will be part of ensuring that we have the necessary resources to accomplish the mission of the Salt Lake Tribune.
That's Paul Huntsman, the owner of the Salt Lake Tribune. The paper will be going nonprofit and also online by 2020. Do I have that right?
So our current joint operating agreement, where we share the print facilities, extend through 2020. It's my hope that we can extend the print product as long as we can. But at the end of the day, market forces will ultimately determine how long we're able to print the newspaper. But it's really my hope that we can extend that beyond 2020.
Paul Huntsman, thanks so much. We'll be watching.
Thank you.